U.S. Army having recruiting problems. The U.S. Army fell short of its recruitment goals in the 2005 fiscal year ending September 30th. Although it enlisted more than 73,000 recruits, that was more than 8% short of its target. Army spokesman Francis Harvey expressed concern about the lower-than-expected numbers, the biggest slump in 25 years, but denied there was any impending crisis. Mr. Harvey offered a number of reasons for the shortfall, including an increasingly robust American economy luring young people into different careers, and a reluctance of parents to let their children be deployed overseas, especially in Iraq or Afghanistan. There are currently 140,000 troops stationed in Iraq. The near 2,000 deaths in Iraq have severely dented young people's enthusiasm to join. To combat this problem, the Army had taken a series of initiatives aimed at increasing incentives for young people to enlist, including greater financial remuneration. Any soldier serving a minimum of 4 years would automatically be eligible for a $25,000 bonus for buying a home. A larger recruitment drive entailed the Army to vastly increase its number of recruiters, who tour shopping malls actively coaxing young people to sign up with the inducement of bigger bonuses. Richard Cody, the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff, said that with the current shortfall, the Army would not be able to increase in size to 502,000 as planned. This throws into doubt the Army's plans to expand and fulfill its overseas commitments.